Time and again, we are meeting people who tell us of the difficulties they face in trying to monetize their work from Barbados on the internet.
You can't be on YouTube and get monetization. You can't really sell art like that in Barbados or music like that and get monetization.
This is Christian Kendall Rock.
You know, when we had COVID, we as in the theater department, we were the first, and I say this, we were the first institution to have in the world to have a production online. Others started, right? We were the first in Barbados, at the Barbados Community College, to put something on Zoom. But once again, we could not get any sort of revenue from it. And we are continuing to skim over or overlook that digital aspect.
Zoe Osborne, who is a virtual and physical interior designer from Barbados but now lives in Canada, says she has experienced that difficulty. She does digital art and uses what's called NFTs. That's non-fungible tokens.
The best way to explain it is if I wanted to sell a piece of artwork that was made on my computer, so maybe it's like a JPEG or MP4 video, I want to sell that to you, but how do I sell it to you? So NFT, it's on the blockchain, which is another thing to explain, but it's the blockchain that then you use digital currency to exchange tokens.
Right.
So this JPEG or MP4 will become associated with a token, and then using cryptocurrency, or sometimes you can use credit card as well, you can purchase this token associated with the file. So that's personally how I sell my artwork. And there are other Barbadian artists. Jared Mills Morris was one example that like have NFTs, and they're based in Barbados. The real issue is not the access to the technology or the teachings, because, I mean, we do have a Caribbean NFT group. There are multiple, actually, through Mahogany Culture. I've facilitated exhibitions and also I've done interviews like to share what an NFT is, sharing my screen to show exactly how I do it. Having one-on-ones with artists. There's also Holders Land that also facilitates that, and some other groups as well. So that is there. The issue is actually that's where we need that policy and like the government, because the problem is that your credit card usually blocks your purchase of the currency. So how do you then convert your money into Barbados without doing like peer-to-peer? Like, yeah, maybe somebody might say, hey, Zoe, can you help me convert this amount of money? But you can't do it for everyone. I was new to the, like, I started digital animations in 2020, and 2021 is when I minted my first NFT. And since then, I've been able to showcase across the globe. And just to mention again, I was in Barbados when I started that. So a lot of the opportunities I got was when I was in Barbados. Yes, of course, my experience of being in Canada may broaden my connections in terms of I met somebody when I was in Canada that then shared it to somebody that was in New York.
Ms. Osborne sees great potential for other Barbadian artists in the area of digital art, but says that for her, the opportunities were greater abroad.
It was almost one of the saddest experiences I had, where artists said, well, I've never had someone want to showcase my art before. This is the first time that my digital art was showcased in a gallery and was purchased as well. Then when he had the first digital art purchase, it was like such a big, exciting thing. But then I also felt like, whoa, it's sad that this is what it comes to, because then you can see that people kind of lose that confidence in their work. I mean, they know they're good, but it's losing that confidence in the work and feeling not celebrated where they are. And that's why then people will go and like look to global. So that's where it's kind of like it's a circle, because I personally love Barbados, and I would want to work in Barbados and live in Barbados if I could. But I also know, especially that's why I went back there, and I was there for 2 years, but I know that it only lasts so long. Most of the people that I still got the opportunities from were somewhere else, and they would be reaching out to me saying, hi, I would love to showcase your work. Whereas I felt that when I was in Barbados and I was messaging and saying, hi, I would love to do this digital exhibition, like where can I like showcase this, what can I do, I had to be begging and calling and having nobody respond to me. And then it's only then as I got built a platform for myself overseas is then when people started to say, oh, hi, we would like to help you get a platform here. But then you get that feeling of people still judging you, because it's like, oh, but then you're overseas. So do you really understand what it means to be Bajan? And I'm like, but I tried it that way and it didn't work. So that's also a problem that we have, is like, are we really trying to celebrate everyone, or are we trying to celebrate people that we just know?
That's interior designer Zoe Osborne on Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicorp use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicorp advisor or visit Sagicorp.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicorp, wise financial thinking for life.